the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Thank you once again for joining me. Really appreciate all the people who listen and all the emails that you send through and all the way that you make contact and so on. It's really awesome to get those emails and on Facebook messaging. It means that people are actually listening to what we're putting out there, which is really awesome. But also it means that people are actually taking action as well. We've had quite a few people who've got some success from some of the ideas that we've had in the podcast, and that's amazing. Thank you so much for letting me know. I really, really appreciate it. So in this podcast, I wanted to talk to people who are, people who run a coaching business. But let's not limit ourselves just to those type of people, because the advice that I'm about to give out will actually be suitable for any business owner, quite frankly. Because there's only so many businesses that exist on the planet. You know, you're either providing a service, you're providing a product. But effectively, there's three things that you need to be able to do if you're providing a service or a product. Whatever that happens to be, it doesn't matter if you're the local butcher or if you're, like I am, like a property and business coach. It even doesn't matter if you're like a sportsman or a rock star. These three things that we're about to go through, absolutely vital in terms of you growing your business. So the first one I wanted to talk to you about was what we call awareness. So it may be that you've just picked up a podcast, you've got no idea who I am, for example. You've picked up this podcast, we're on podcast 60, I think it is, and that might be wrong, and you've got no idea what the hell I'm going to talk about. And that's fine. And so the point is that how did you get onto the podcast in the first place? And so, obviously, at some point, you were made aware. Maybe someone told you. Maybe you're on my mailing list. Maybe it was shared on Facebook. Maybe it was somebody else that you follow has been a guest on my podcast show. Could be all sorts of different reasons. It could be some Facebook adverts that we've ran. You could be following me on Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram. Who the heck knows, right? So that's the first part, is you've got to start building awareness in your business. And so many business owners that I know, they get stuck into the nitty-gritty of, well, I need a logo, and do you think it should be this colour or the opposite colour? Do you think it should be a little bit bigger? Yeah, make that text a little bit bigger, but not that letter. Make that letter small. It's like, seriously, dude, no one cares. No one cares about your logo. No one is bothered about how big the text is and whether it looks right on the right background, and actually if you move it 1 millimetre to the left, that will be it, that'll be perfect. No one cares. The only thing that people care about is, can you help them? So if I'm hungry, I don't care about McDonald's logo. I use it in branding because it helps me spot a McDonald's miles away if I choose to eat at McDonald's. And I know that's a touchy subject for many, including myself, for God's sake. Why do we eat that crap? Seriously. I mean, it's just shocking. It's lazy. It's because we can't be bothered cooking. Let's get that shit sorted out and stop eating that grungy food. It's disgusting. And you want to lose weight and you eat McDonald's as like a reward? What's that about? That's crazy. Like getting rid of your headache and cutting off your head just because you've got rid of it. That's crazy. It doesn't make sense. But anyway, that's the only reason why, you know, we see the M's, the golden arches, I think they're called, for McDonald's. Because you see it miles away. But I'm using McDonald's as an example, okay? So the point is that you've got to start creating awareness. So if I'm hungry and I choose McDonald's, then I know that McDonald's will, for a little time, you're always hungry 30 minutes after a McDonald's, aren't you? So for a little bit of time, it will stave off the hunger, all to do with sugar levels and anyway, I'm not going to go into that. So, but the key is for your business is that most people don't know who you are. They've never heard of you. They've got no idea what you're doing, that you've got no podcast, no videos to look at. You might have a 5-page website, whoopee-doo. That's crazy. I dread to think how many pages we've got on our website. And that website's taken years and years and years and lots of content, lots and lots of articles. And what, you know, when I look through the stats and see what pages are getting hits and which aren't, and obviously some pages are really popular and some aren't. Some posts, articles that we create, they're really popular and some aren't. But sometimes some of the stuff we created like 2 or 3 years ago is like the most popular thing that week. And so what we've got here is we've got this solid platform of content that we can ship out to our clients or our potential clients and their friends, and they can share it with their friends so that people get to know us. And that's the point. People become aware of you. And so, like, if you're listening to this right now, then not only are you aware of me, you're actually sat and listening to every single thing that comes out of my mouth. Like, you might even be driving and you might be on a treadmill, and that's fine. But the fact is that you sat there, or running, or whatever, and you're listening to whatever it is that's coming out of my mouth. It makes no difference in terms of what it is. The point is that you sat there and you're listening to it, or you stood up, or whatever. You're listening to it. You're totally aware. And for the next 20 minutes, or however long we've got for the podcast, however long that lasts, it could be that you're just going to sit there and listen to every single thing that I say on this podcast, which is amazing. Like, if you're a butcher, like, and I use that as an example, because having a butcher on a podcast, that would be a difficult podcast in anyone's book, right? But like, if you are a butcher, you could create such an awesome podcast talking about different types of meat, talking about different types of food, how to cook it, how to best do it, how to get some garlic and what to do with garlic once it goes on the meat, and that sort of thing. I bet, and I don't know, Jamie Oliver, if he's got a podcast, it's the same bloody thing. You're just drilling down a little bit more into types of meat. And I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk, when he started, he took that company from a couple of million to like hundreds of millions in like 3 or 4 years, all through doing videos. And his videos was wine. Wine tasting on a video. How on earth does that work? And that guy has taken that business to being multi millions of pounds of revenue from like 3 or 4 million. It's phenomenal. So it doesn't matter what your subject is. The key right now is that you've got to get your business out there. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can go and put an advert on Gumtree as a butcher, for example. Let's stick with being a butcher. Or a juggler, a kids entertainer, right? Like, get some videos of you entertaining kids. Get a podcast. Top 5 things for you to do in your next kids party. Number 5 is obviously get the kids entertainer to do it all for you. Number 4 is talking about how difficult it is to run a kids party on your own. Like, I would pay for that. I would get a kids entertainer in if it meant I didn't have to do it. So it's about awareness. And so there's so many different ways of you getting your message out there. And I speak to people and I'm like, how's your podcast? No, I've not got a podcast. Okay. How's your videos? No. I don't like the way I look. Okay. How's your articles? Oh, my writing is terrible. So no, I've not done any of it. What else have you got? We've got audio, we've got video, we've got written articles. What else are you supposed to do? Like, mime it? How's that going to work? So look, if you're not doing videos right now, if you're not doing any audio at all, if you're not creating any articles, and this is the thing, this is the number one reason that stops people creating this stuff, right? This stuff is so important, it creates awareness in your business. That's not to say you're going to close business. It just creates awareness. But it's the biggest barrier for people in business right now. So the biggest problem that I find that people have with creating content, video, audio, and written word, is that they're so worried about getting something wrong. But what if I don't sound very good? Goodness me, I sound like this, for God's sake, this northern twang. Who the hell cares what you sound like? If you've got a recipe for turning lead into gold, and you sound like Pluto, who cares? They're going to listen to that podcast. And I'll tell you, most people really don't care what you sound like. And if they do care about what you sound like, you ain't going to be doing business with them anyway. So it's like this invisible barrier that doesn't really exist. But let's assume it did exist. Then you wouldn't do that business. They wouldn't be buying from you because they don't like the way they sound. And if they're that shallow, then that's fine. But you still won't be doing business with them because when they eventually get to know you, they wouldn't buy from you because they don't like the way you sound. So you might as well put the stuff out anyway. Might as well get that stuff out there right now. But Dan, you don't understand. What if I make a fool of myself? Like, so what? We're so bothered about getting perfection in our lives, but we forget to just be average. Being average for some people is an uplift in their life. And I tell you, if you start putting out video content and audio content, you're doing far more than average, because average people don't do that. We had a guy come to me and says, Dan, your advice is really good, but average people, it's no good for them. My advice is not for average people. My advice is for people who want to be more than average. And those people who want to be more than average, you've got to do more than average things. We had a great podcast about this, about being average. You should go find that one. It's an awesome one. It was one of Dan's rants. So stop being average. Get your content out there. Start creating awareness. Like, Like, I was reading an article, listen to that, it was an article, I was reading it, and it was about a guy who's a Facebook friend of mine, he's been on, we met on some training a couple of years back, and he's made £1 million just from Snapchat. Snapchat, I mean, I've looked at Snapchat, I've got no idea how to bloody use it. I was asking my 11-year-old last week, how do I use Snapchat? And she's like, oh, Dad, you're so embarrassing. Actually, we're not quite at that stage yet, but we're almost there, just preteen. We're almost there. So, if you don't know what you're doing, just go and ask someone. I mean, go look on YouTube, there's loads of stuff on Google, and that's exactly what I'm going to go do. But this guy made £1 million just off Snapchat. That's phenomenal. Snapchat, 30-second images, videos, and so on, that was it. Made £1 million. There's just really no excuse. So, if you like... earning, I don't know, say from £0 to £100,000 in your coaching business, then what you've got to be doing is you've got to be building that awareness. The reason why you're not able to scale that up, there's a couple of reasons, but the main reason is that people don't know about you, they don't know that you exist. So you've got to be able to work on driving traffic back to your offer, back to your website. And you do it, like I'm a northerner, right? So like, I don't know if it's true, stereotype about northern people, but I'm tight, so tight. There's a saying in Ferris Bueller about his friend who wouldn't come out because he was uptight, and he said he's so uptight that if you stuck a lump of coal up his ass, in 2 weeks he'd have a diamond. And I'm so tight, you know. I don't like spending money on anything. Very rare do we spend Facebook money, other than we spend it on retargeting. But we get people on a website using video, social media and articles, and we shove it all out. People end up on a website. We have a tracking pixel on a website. Then when we've got an offer or when we want to push for business, we can just send retargeting adverts out to those people via Facebook. And that works really well for us. So you've got to be creating content. You've got to be getting whatever it is that you do out there. Your excuses aren't enough anymore. Like, do you want to keep making excuses or do you want to buy the Ferrari? Because it's a choice. That's all it is. It's not like, oh, I've tried. You may have tried, but you didn't try it right. There's a difference between doing something and trying it and doing something and just giving it a go. Massive, massive difference. And you know that difference because if you didn't get the results that other people are getting, you're not putting in the same level of effort, concentration, focus, commitment, stamina, all of those extra things. Okay, so now you hopefully, you're going to be on your way to go getting a podcast, to getting videos created, start writing articles. And you've got to be consistent. You know, it took 3 or 4 years for us to start getting traction on the website. It took an awful long time. And now we got traction and people are reading the stuff we wrote 3 or 4 years ago. But watching the videos we made 3 or 4 years ago, they're terrible when I look back now. You take someone like Grant Cardone and look at his videos are amazing. We're in a studio, he's got big screen TVs behind him, it sounds amazing, looks amazing, really well produced. You can go back to his videos 5 or 6 years ago, they're terrible, absolutely terrible. But we all have to start from somewhere. Look where he is now, look how much money he's making. It's like $500 million or something. So, awareness, that's step one. The next step then is, there's actually 2 steps. We're going to call it conversion for now. But actually there's just a little step before conversion and it's called credibility. If you're not credible, if you can't get results for clients, and bear in mind, really we're talking about coaching here, but actually we're talking about, you know, butchers and kiddies parties and whatever else, right? So if you can't get results, then you need to work on getting results first. That's obviously the first step. And then when you can do that, you've got to be able to demonstrate that you can get those results. So we call this credibility. We get loads of credibility because people every so often just go and write stuff on Facebook about me, which is lovely. And they'll give us a review. They'll go review the iTunes podcast. And we've got some 5-star reviews on there. That's awesome. I think we're all 5-star actually, which is really nice. And so we have credibility. And bear in mind, you can get extra credibility. So there's something called social proof, social credibility. Social credibility is where you get your picture with someone who's famous. I got a couple of pictures with Richard Branson, and that's done the rounds, and that still serves me to this day. And it's like, you get social credibility. But then the other type of credibility is like a technical credibility. So, and what I mean by that is, If you're on iTunes with your own podcast, do you think you might be credible? Do you think you might be a resource that someone can use if they've got a specific problem that they need solving? So you've got to be credible. And once you start getting that credibility, and then once you're driving traffic, then you've got to start converting people. Converting people to your kiddies' parties, or converting people to shopping at the butchers where you work, or converting people to sign up for your offer to get help as a coachee from you, the coach. And so you've got to have a mechanism in place in order to convert. And we've got a specific mechanism that we use. And I'm not going to go into it on the podcast, but we've got a very specific sales mechanism that we use, because I don't like going in for hard sales. I hate doing that. I hate going in for anything like that. We really don't do that. We let the people make their own decision once they've had a conversation with us. But we structure the conversation in a certain way that really they want to sign up because they're fed up of having this bloody problem. They want to get rid of this problem. No longer do they want to be like having to go to work every day, or having no money, or having no assets that generate monthly cash flow like we have. They don't want that. Or maybe they want to triple their coaching practice income. And we can help people do that. And that's exactly what we do through the business coaching, through the property coaching. And so we help them get to the stage where they go, you know, that trigger point that they hit, where they go, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be that person anymore. I need change in my life. Let's just sign up. But sometimes they don't even ask how much it is. They're just ready to go, ready to sign up, because they know, because we've built awareness and because we've built credibility and we've seen the results online, they know that they're going to, if they put the work in, obviously, got to put the work in. I can't buy meat from the butchers because he's got a great podcast and bang it in the microwave. It's not going to work. I've got to put the work in and make, you know, I was going to say bake, oven that meat properly, right? We don't bake meat, do we? So you've got to be able to close the person. And then once you've got them signed up, obviously, then you've got to be able to deliver an awesome product. I was in a coaching call last night. The guy I had, he literally had half an hour because he had a webinar to do. Normally it's an hour, but he had half an hour. I'm like, dude, it's cool. We'll just speak twice as fast. We'll get through it all. In that half an hour coaching session, blew his mind. Stuff he wasn't doing, stuff he knew he should be doing but didn't have time for. Within that half an hour, we got it all sorted. Because we're that good, you see. So our deliverability of a product, we know, is second to none, you know. There's very few people who can do what we do in terms of life transformation. Because the people who are generally teaching life transformation are working 60 hours on their job anyway. So it's like, sorry, where's your beach time? Where's your swimming pool time? Where's your gym time? And we're not doing it. And so we're not like that. We're always at the bloody beach or at the swimming pool or at the gym these days. So we come from a place of authenticity, because we've been there, we've got the assets, we generate the cash, we've got a great coaching business which people want to be a part of, and we close business because that's awareness, credibility, we've got a great product that we can deliver. When you cover those three things, so we've got, it's actually four things, but awareness is number one, credibility and conversion is number two, and deliverability is number three. When you get all of those three done and dusted and in place, you're going to be unstoppable in your business. The problem is awareness. You're not doing your videos, you're not doing your audio, and you're not creating any articles. So how's people supposed to find out about you is anyone's guess. Credibility. You've got no credibility because you've got no videos, you've got no audio, and you've got no articles. Like, you might get credibility because you do a little bit of work with one person who then goes and tells a friend. Whoopie-doo, that's like one extra person. On a podcast, you can get out to thousands of people, and on a video and on an article. That's exactly what you want. And your conversion mechanism sucks. You haven't got one. Like, if you're a butcher, do you think you should have a conversion mechanism? How about Mrs. Brown, you pop in next week because I've got some lovely steak coming in, and I give you a recipe for that next week. Yeah, all right, then I will do that. Like, why wouldn't you? And then, like, most people just focus on the deliverability, and that's fine because you've got to be able to deliver a great product. But being able to deliver a great product without being able to sell it is still going to leave you broke. And we don't want you broke. We want everyone to go out and earn like lots and lots of money, thousands of pounds a week. Why not? I'm just having a little Barney with a Barney, by the way, is like an argument for our friends who are overseas. We were having an argument with Leeds City Council because of the way in which they treat landlords, people who own properties, is dire. And I told them so, and they said, oh, you shouldn't be derogatory in your comments. I'm not being derogatory. Saying that you're crap is a fact. It's not a derogatory term if it's true. It's absolute fact. And I wrote, you know, quite a long session about how they're letting people down. And I was talking about some of the work that I do with homelessness, because we hand out backpacks to homeless people and that sort of thing. It's all really interesting, and just to help other people who are in a worse situation than us. You know, we give words of hope, and that works really well. But we can only do that because we generate money, generate cash, and that's bought assets that then generates more cash. And so we're in a very fortunate position to be able to do that. But we weren't always in that position. And the amount of work that I would do for third parties, like charities or homeless people, was far less than I do now. And I'm not saying, by the way, that I go out and, you know, I'm a saint and every single day is like charitable work, because I'm not. But I definitely do more than I did. And we make a difference in people's lives, which is something I've never done in the past. And that can be just a few simple words, or it's handing out a backpack with some hat, gloves and a scarf in if it's winter, and some polo mints or some toothpaste, or even some wet wipes. Just something to help them feel a little bit more human. And so that's why everybody deserves to be wealthy. Everybody does. We can go out and help so many more people. You can go build a school in a place that hasn't got any schools. You could go drop school books off and pencils and, you know, other stationery type stuff at places that have got, like, literally it's a tin can for a school. Those places exist and we're trying to teach with zero access to any items that will help them. That's what money will go do for you. And people seem to feel guilty of not wanting to go out and earn a lot of money. Well, just enough. Screw just enough. How about too much? How about so much money that you have to give it away? But you feel so guilty about having 4 million in the bank. You just have to go build a school in Africa. How many schools could you build? You could sustain the village for the next 20 years with supplies. Feel guilty about that. That's what money will do for you. And yet no, better not do a video because someone might not like it. Who cares? So look, a good old Dan rant there. I hope you enjoyed it. Three things: awareness, credibility and conversion, and then deliverability. Get your product out there. I hope that's useful for you. If you've got any requests for help, drop me a line. If you've got a podcast that you'd like me to cover, like, our knowledge base is vast. And we've got so much experience in helping so many different companies in different industries and different types of bosses, different styles of bosses. We've seen it all. We've done it all. If you've got a question, come and ask it. Just drop me an email. We'll do a podcast about it, so then everybody gets to benefit from you asking that question. And that would be awesome. Okay, folks, until next time, we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.